So throughout last week was about the Isaiah's, all the people, that Jesus had been really solved all these problems. Jeremiah is the one who really had the 50 years longer than the Isaiah. Jeremiah 1, 6 to 10. Jeremiah, prophet. His father is the great prophet. The father is a great in the reign of the King Josiah. That's when the Jeremiah's father was having the activity. So they really played a role, a very important role for the next generations. I really hope that this gospel will be really spread. So all the faith will be actually inherited from the parents, and then this gospel and the covenant should be really King Josiah. So all the in his age, and then there was all the temples was broken down, and then this king actually ordered to fix the castle palace. Then when the temple was really rebuilding, being under the construction, the King Josiah actually read one of the five books of Moses. In the palace, he really read that. Well, then this prophet actually read the book, and he reported all the things to the King Jeremiah, King Josiah. So, and then they realized that the three big feasts, and King Josiah actually received the big repent before God instead of the way of salvation, and then we kept missing this Christ. We kept missing the covenant of the king, the blood, covenant of blood. So this king was really crying a lot in front of God, and he repented. Then this king actually ordered all these people should come to the God. Then they should really show their face to God through worship. So all these people in his nation, he ordered to look upon God. So that's how he ordered to all these his people. This King Josiah ordered that everyone should look upon God and show themselves before God. So this king actually realized that all the Israelites actually lost hold of the covenant of Exodus. And after the Exodus, and they enter into the wilderness. But then after that, they actually had all the ages of the judges. So their walk of faith is very unstable. They don't even know how to have the walk of faith. During the age of judges, about 300 years, then Israelites lost out of the covenant. Then Samuel and David appeared, and then this new era actually begins. So they lost hold of all this covenant of blood. So Jeremiah's father actually restored all this before the God's word. We all must stand, because the way of salvation is the Jesus Christ, and that's what this Jeremiah's father restored. So this is something that, as the parent, you have to give this way of salvation to your offspring. The Christ has to be really, should be really restored. And especially in Japan, the idol worship is everywhere. But in each family household have different way of worshiping. Some of you just keep your worship and walk of faith all by yourself. They will look at the family in a humanistic way. If you really have all the thanksgiving, and then you can actually pray for your parents, for your children, you should really repent in front of God and then tearing off your clothes, so that the covenant will be really delivered to the next generations. Tearing off your clothes, and then you should really repent. But we believe in God. But we don't really repent. We repent, but instead we will just have the individual walk of faith. You should really pray. You should really repent on yourself, and then you really have to deliver the covenant to your family. Because you should really deliver this covenant. Because Jeremiah's father actually told to Jeremiah, "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path." Psalm 119:105. Without the word, then how can you really have the walk of faith? So God really has the covenant. And God's word is actually guiding you, is a lamp. So you really have to follow the God's word. That's why. So this Jeremiah's father gave the covenant to the Passover. What was the way to really solve all the problems of our lives? So this covenant must be covenant of Christ, have to be really delivered correctly to the next generations. The way of salvation is the Christ. The way of being free from everything is the blood, the covenant of the blood. Then this is something that we have to make sure to relate to the next generations. Then our walk of faith will be taking place. Then in the environment, no matter what kind of environment we may be in, the next generations will not be shaken, not be destroyed. Then many people will be revived. So that is the answer. And to summarize, Jeremiah's father is the one who actually delivered the message to his son Jeremiah, who the Christ is, how to be saved. I bless you to really deliver this way of salvation, that is Jesus Christ, to your offsprings. Then Jeremiah was called as the prophet. So God's word was actually established upon Jeremiah. So when you really give a worship on Sabbath, and then that's when God's word will be really established upon your family, upon your children, upon the field. Upon Jeremiah, there was the God's word. Today, I really hope that the God's word will be established upon you. All these thoughts, weird thoughts, don't really think about it. In your family household, the God's word should be established. Jeremiah 1:5. When exactly did he really called? Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I formed you and I knew you. I set you apart, which means that God really appointed us for the sake of the world evangelization. As the evangelist, you were selected. When the word of God comes upon you and your offspring, and you become the evangelist, and you are called as the evangelist to have the word evangelization, then you are tired and you are having a hard time, and then you just came here to look for some kind of God, and that's not why you are here. Before anything, then before he formed us in the womb, then he knew us, because you have received that promise. You have received the mission. I really pray that all this blessing will be upon you. So you were called as that, with a mission, with the position of the church, as the elders, before he formed us, for the sake of the word evangelization, as the elders, senior deaconesses, appointed deacon, as the teachers, that you are all selected. So you shouldn't lose hold of all these positions that you have. As an elder, as a senior deaconesses, there are other roles. Some deacons and some elders may be really having a hard time just to come here to make livings. But as the prophet, we've been really called. And then Jeremiah didn't really lose hold of his position, mission that he had received. After 50 years, after he was called, and then for 50 years he was working as the prophet. But 50 years is not that short. It was really long time. So you actually take care of, and you have all this. You'll be in charge of the positions that you are actually given, and it's really difficult. You may be get shaken. You may be caught by your own thoughts. You may have the conflicts and struggles. When you really have the hard time, you may fall into the problems. You may have the choice, a worldly choice. But this Jeremiah, God said that before he formed him, and then he was set apart, and God really knew him, and he was called. And after 50 years of calling, and then he never got shaken. Then some people will call him, he is the prophet of the tear. He was in the prison. Then he was actually praying with a tear. He has all this, his position and to God. Then he was actually praying with the tears. You had the struggles, you got shaken. That means you're not really praying. Because God's word doesn't really come to you. God's word should be established in you. God's word should be given as the covenant. The mission should become your mission. With that, you really have to start praying. Then, because the king, that this Jeremiah was the prophet of the tear, so he was not really shaken, just like Jeremiah. To the nation with the full of the idol worshiping, you should be really praying for it. Then you will not get shaken. Number two. In the Bible, there are 66 books. So there were three Bible. So the Bible is a mirror. So when you really read the Bible, then you should really know the three nations, and then you can actually know that well. First one, first nation, the powerful, influential nation was Egypt. Second one is Babylon. Then third one is Rome. As you know, Egypt, for over 400 years, the Israelites were sort of the covenant, and they were actually having their lives in Egypt as a slave. And through Moses, and then they were having the Exodus. So five books of Moses with the background of the Egypt. Moses actually recorded all these five books. Then what is the core message about this? When exactly were they really free from Egypt, from the hand of Satan? And then when exactly did they really have the victory in this world? When they really put all the blood, what should they really put? They should really put the blood of the Passover. The King Josiah is a great king. The Israelites were actually destroyed because of the idol worshiping. And the king actually fought against idol worshiping. Then he actually had the revival movement by having the church constructions. So they really grab hold onto the covenant of Exodus, and they're really praying. All the people, all the Israelites have to show their faith to God, which means that you have to get rid of all the idols and you have to go back to the king, to God. That's what he did, this king did. In Egypt, to be away, to really come out from Egypt, when he really proclaimed that, then that was really done in Egypt. Number two is Babylon for 70 years. And all these people, so in the Babylon, there was some recorded. Then they were really free from the captivity. what is the core message? Isaiah 7:14. See, the virgin will give a birth to a child, and then we call him Emmanuel. Babylon's life as a slave is really terrible. So in front of sons, and then their father was killed. So in front of kids, then their father were actually killed. That is the life of captivity in there. The king Hezekiah's eyes were popped, and he was tied, and he was even drugged to this certain place. And then he was really having all this miserable environment. Then from this kind of miserable environment, and then Israelites were freed from this kind of covenant. All these things really happened over the years. And who exactly can really release them from that pains and curses? You are fine, you are healthy, but you try to do something, but then you will really have some kind of disease, which you cannot really stop it from happening. They try to have the good walk of faith, but somehow the life is not really going easy. But was it their choice? It was not their choice. Of course, everybody want to receive the blessings. Everyone has that. No, we don't want to have any some kind of problems and sufferings. But on this earth, everything is covered by the darkness. Is there any one of you might say that I rather fail because I don't want to be successful? Since they are born, it doesn't really matter. Doesn't really matter if it's a non-believers or believers, or the word of success is actually input. Going through the hardships is not really what they want to have. But in the reality, they are very poor, they're not happy. So this kind of things, who can actually be stopped? Who can actually stop this? And we really just try to live our life so hard. Some people wouldn't even sleep. They keep working. Then the king Hezekiah became a captive, and his eyes were popped. So in front of God, in front of children, the father was killed. That kind of curses, that kind of work of Satan, this kind of authority of darkness, nothing can really help them to be solved. Isaiah 7:14, look, what should we look at it? So the virgin will conceive the child, and then we call him Emmanuel, which means that if God is with us, and everything will be really finished. All these things, all the poverty, and all these hardships that you're going through, if there's no God, and you can already go through it. All these problems that already happened, if God is not with you, then we can already do anything. So even now, many of us are really having hard time to really work hard. They did their best. All these things are actually given. That's what I was that he was doing. But if there is no God in him, then he really have to change himself to be with God in his life. It's not about your skills. It's not about your diligence. Do you think it will work? Maybe for the things like right in front of you may be really soft, but since you are small, then this Christ has to be really imprinted. Look at all these young, the people recorded in the Bible when God really was with them. And he really became one that who will actually revive. So this kind of word is actually given to us. So every day you really have to make sure that you are looking at God all the time. Number three. So Egypt. Number two is the five books of what Moses actually wrote. It's one is Rome. In Rome, about 250, they were captives. So they were actually under but one thing that I want to say, Matthew 16:16, Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. So with all these captivities, they got really free. They really have the freedom. Now, you and I, we should really get rid of all this misconception about your life. Because walk of faith can actually change your life, change your fate. So you shouldn't really have the walk of religious life, but you should really have the faithful life. So through only way of Christ is the way to really escape from all these three nations. So Christ is the one who really came down to the earth, and then he really overcame all this. And that's why he actually went up, ascend to the heaven. And when it's ready, and then Jesus will come again. Walk of faith. You should really grab hold onto this covenant and release themselves. And lastly, Jeremiah's gospel movement was done really like this. Jeremiah 23:5. Even though you became the captives, there is the way for you to be away from it. How can they do that? When I will raise up for David a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right. So that through the name of Jesus Christ, and then anyone will be really free in the spirit. For the person who really solve all these problems. So from the curse, and then we should be really provided and protected, and then saved from that. Jeremiah actually recorded the book of Jeremiah and the book of Lamentations. So this was a message that when he was in the present. This is the God's hope. So the why he really came to this earth is the God's will. It will be really difficult for him. He will get arrested and he will get hurt. Who will be really feeling good or okay with this? I'm just poor enough and I'm full of debt. And then we say that it's God's will. Then who will actually feel good about it? So through the prophet message, and then God should be really giving you all the power restored. South Judah was actually started hating the Jeremiah. Jeremiah really tried to explain what's really going on, because you lost hold of the covenant. Then even if you really receive the success, it's not going to be the true success. Even if you get some kind of good things, and then it's not really about good things. Even if you are in the life of the slave captivity, still through that life, through that kind of life, if you can actually meet God, if you can realize the way to meet God, and that's what it should be. There's something that is not going well, then that's God's word, God's will, so that you can actually enter into the covenant. You have to restore the gospel, all the spiritual. The spirituality should be restored first. Jeremiah, Lamentation 4:4. Was a sad song. The next generation are very thirsty. That's the condition, state of the next generations. They are so thirsty, they just need to give the water, but there's no one who will give the water. Then these people are thirsty, but you can't actually give the gospel to heal them. They're hungry, then no one who can actually give and feed them. All the people are thirsty. If you have the gospel, then they hear it and they can accept. They will be saved. And they haven't really told them how to, what this way is. That's why Jeremiah was really having a hard time. It feels bad. That's why he actually wrote the book of Lamentations. 4:10. With their own hands, compassionate women have cooked their own children. It's not the food, but that they are having a hard time. They don't listen to that. They can't listen to the God's word, and that's how they are actually. It's their problems. That's the crisis. What's your covenant? There is the way to be saved. There is the gospel in you. You have to make sure that these people will be fed by this gospel. But if you don't do that, Japan, the oldest Japanese, just like how the Lamentations 4:10 says, they're all thirsty, they're all hungry. When they really have the problems, they will go to see the shrines, fortune tellers, shamans. They might really buy all these charms because they just believe that if they do something, then the situation may be different. You really have to make sure and feed them with the word of God. Otherwise, this country will not be saved. Jeremiah 1:6-10. Lamentations 4:10, it says, who became their food? They cooked their own children and became their food. What does that mean? Because they don't give the food of God's word, and they all die. It's all about themselves. They're all captured by their own problems, and it's all about themselves. Then the kids are dying, children are dying. No, they don't really care about it because they want to really take care of all this, their own problems, their own situations. So today you and I have received the gospel, life of gospel, and all these people, you have all the gospel in you. So to these people around you, your family, all the spiritual state, all these people who are actually very thirsty, so you have to revive and save all these people who are really dying and then being thirsty. So just like Jeremiah, God has really received, gave you all this covenant and blessings. Throughout the Jeremiah's gospel movement, thank you for giving us this precious word of God. Thank you. Let's really grab hold onto this covenant and then Christ. And to the next generations, to our family, please make us let us be the witnesses to do that. Thank you, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.